I'm joined in studio by model, TV presenter, DJ, radio presenter, Instagram, bloody like inspiration, Vogue Williams. Hello, love.
Thank you. I loved that little intro there.
It's good, isn't it? You actually are like a jack of all trades.
Do you know what? I think you sort of have to be in this day and age. You can't just be doing one thing, especially in this business, because like I'm doing TV shows now, but I might be doing them next year. So you have to have loads of things to fall back on.
Now, this year, for this season, you are an ambassador for Coca-Cola for designated driver. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is a really good one, and I've seen some of their campaigns over the years, and this is actually the 11th year they're doing it. So I'm ambassador this year, and we went around in the Christmas jumper car, and basically the whole idea of it is someone's got to be the designated driver. Like over Christmas, everyone's going to parties, taxis are sparse, and you just need somebody to drive you home and be safe. So Coke has basically, they're giving 2 free drinks to anyone who will be the designated driver, and it's in all pubs and restaurants. You don't have to sign up, you just go up and say I'm the designated driver, you'll get it. And also, if you do have a designated driver, you can nominate them, and you can do that on designateddriver.ie, and they can win like prizes weekends away, because in fairness, like, they do deserve it.
So do you have to register then if you are always the designated driver amongst your friends? Do you have to register to kind of prove, or are you just going to say it to the lads in the bar?
You can sort of say it at the bar. You can register and you can see everywhere that's doing it, but basically now it's the 11th year, so like so many places are doing it, and it's real. Like, it's nice to get, like, you're going off getting your couple of free soft drinks, and it just makes your night a little bit easier. And we also did a video that's out now, and it's gas. So I basically picked up people and I was being the designated driver, and they basically just had to entertain me to stay in the car and
sing Christmas songs, etc.
I got some Christmas songs once. I can't obviously sing. Listen to my speaking voice, so singing is not my forte.
No, come on, seriously, be like Adele. Be fabulous.
I've touched Celine Dion.
We all do, don't we? Listen, also tomorrow night, I'm so excited about this, Vogue, right? This is Vogue does Wild Girls, or Wild Girls as it is called, tomorrow night on RTE2. Now when you see Wild Girls, I was thinking, oh, you know, girls are a bit mad on a Saturday night in town. This is completely different. Tell me about this.
I know, this one's quite crazy. Well, it's a 3-part series and it starts tomorrow night at 10 on RTE2. And the first one's all about the American prison system. And I basically went over there with the intention of meeting a girl on death row, which took like a year. I'm moving my chair. Can you hear that? Sorry, listeners.
That's what all it was.
I went with the intention to meet this girl, Emilia Carr. She's 31. She's on death row. She's been there for 5 years. And I met her, but throughout that, I went through all the different paths in the prison system and how people can avoid getting to where she eventually found herself in different ways. Like, there was the boot camp, there's like the homeboy cafe where people go and they're given a job and they get, like, because most of them have tattoos all over their face because they're in prison for so long. Because I met a guy and he was 12 when he got sent to prison for 20 years for stealing a car.
And it's, oh my God.
Yeah, 20 years. And he was like, the weird thing about it, all the people that I met were so positive, like in particular Emilia, because she really thinks that she's going to get out. Because I found out that, like, anyone on death row, they just appeal, and their appeals never ever stop. So until they get executed, they'll be constantly appealing. So they always have hope. Yeah.
There's one clip that you put on your Instagram feed this morning of you getting completely roared at. Like, I mean, complete abuse by these two people in white tops. Are they guards?
They're prison officers. So that was in the boot camp. And I actually said, I was like, I want to be a prisoner for part of the day because I want to see what it's like. I want to be able to talk about it, knowing an experience from it. And I think after about 2.5 hours, I had to pull my director to the side and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like shaking and like, I just was so nervous to do anything. Because I just didn't want to get screamed at again. I wiped sweat off my head at one point and this man stormed up to me and was like screaming in my face because it's an act of aggression, because I had put my hand to my face like I was going to punch somebody, but I was just wiping sweat off my head and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
What was that like to be constantly roared at?
It was really terrifying.
My natural reaction would be to roar back. So, and you can't roar back because these are the prison officers.
Yeah, do you know, that didn't even cross my mind to roar back. So I laughed at the start because I was like, oh my God, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I didn't think it was going to be so intense. And then after a while, it just, you can see it in my face, it sort of just started to break me. And that's what they do to the boys. It's girls as well, sorry, up to the age of 25, but it's like giving them like a whole life of discipline in 6 months, and they break them down and they build them back up to be a better person. And it works because there's only like 4% reoffenders, which is great.
You know, it's funny because it's so funny to say that, you know, you got a little bit intimidated by these because you're a person that drank your own wee at the end of the day with Bear Grylls. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'll do anything.
That's never going to go away.
That's never going to wave Vogue ever. No, ever. There's never an instance in life where that has to happen, and that happened with you.
That was the instant that it had to happen, though. I heard loads of people do it.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. But it's so strange that you know, it has been documented that you've suffered from anxiety and things like that. And you go to the gym and everything to clear your head. And, like, you know, a lot of people do that. And Brazzy's doing his documentary, things like that. But if you are, you know, would say that you're an anxious person, why go to these prisons?
Because, you know what? It makes, it's my job. And it's if I find something really interesting like that, like it's going to make an interesting program. If I do something that's going to put me out of my comfort zone and make me feel worried, but make me be really intrigued by it at the same time, it's always going to make a good show. And I don't want to put shows out there that I wouldn't want to watch myself. So being put in that position was fine. Do you know that one of the times when we were going to meet Amelia, and I was really, really nervous about that. And I think I slept for like an hour and a half that night, and I'd taken like two Advil PM trying to sleep. And then because I hadn't slept and I'd taken them, and I was walking into it, and I was like, I'm so groggy. I can't snap out of it, because I was quite terrified, because you've only got an hour with her and she can walk off whenever she wants. So I've been like building up to this for a year, trying to get an interview with her. And I'm like, if she walks off or if I don't ask all the questions I need to ask. So it was, that was really nerve wracking.
Wow. Okay. So how many parts are there in this series?
Three.
Okay. And is it all prison based?
No. The second one is all about sex.
Okay.
And that's called Playgirls. And the one after that is all about women fighters.
Okay.
So cage fighters, MMA fighters. Yeah.
Great. This sounds really, really good. Tomorrow night it's starting, RT2. Here's a little clip of tomorrow night's one from RT2 FM.
Vogue Williams is released into the wilderness.
This is so mental. I don't know where to look.
Getting her claws into some extreme lives.
This is my playground.
We don't give in. We don't let up.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi, I'm ma'am.
How long have you actually been on death row for?
I like me girls in the Panula.
Oh, I don't know how I'd feel if I was stuck in here.
For my mum, she was like, no, dude, dance. Why don't you dance?
Could I walk out of here with a gun?
Vogue's Wild Girls starts Tuesday at 10 on RTE2.
I have to say, I'm intrigued. I can't wait to check this out tomorrow night. It's going to be deadly.
I know. I'm excited for everyone to see it, and because I've been going on about it for so long. I'm like a broken record.
Yeah, no, it's going to be brilliant. Well, Vogue, thank you so much for coming and visit me.
Thank you for having me.
Keep up the good work. Stop looking so fabulous on Instagram and making us all feel horrible
filters,
in the morning.
Filters.
I don't think so. Seriously, Vogue, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.